It's Tuesday in the octave of Easter. Welcome to today's Paschal Cast. This is Father Johnson's word. The Roman station today is St. Paul's outside the walls. In 2006, Vatican archaeologists confirmed the presence of a white marble sarcophagus beneath the altar of St. Paul's. Two narrow sides of the sarcophagus have been made visible. In 2009, Pope Benedict announced that carbon-14 dating of bone fragments in the sarcophagus confirmed a date in the 1st or 2nd century. At that time, Pope Benedict said, "This seems to confirm the unanimous and uncontested tradition that they are the mortal remains of the Apostle Paul." With the bone fragments, archaeologists discovered grains of incense, pieces of purple linen with gold sequins, and blue linen textiles. From Lenten Reflections from a Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. From the Book of Revelation. "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." God united divinity and humanity in the person of Christ, not to free us from our bodies, but to redeem them and all creation. God made us with souls and bodies, and he wants us to worship him with our whole being. Bowing and kneeling, robes, thrones and crowns, incense, candles and bells aren't just nice extras. They belong in our worship. In Revelation 4, John describes the liturgy of creation, where the living creatures and elders worship and glorify God who created them. In Revelation 5, the liturgy of redemption, they worship and glorify the Lamb whose blood redeemed them. The Lamb's sacrifice fashioned for God a kingdom of priests to reign on earth. As royal priests, we offer ourselves in union with our high priest and Lamb, as he offers himself to the Father on our behalf. Our participation in the Eucharist gives us the power to plod along and overcome. History is controlled from the throne of the Lamb. But through the Church's liturgical worship, all of us can share in Christ's reign. Question: how can I express my devotion to you, not only with my mind, heart, and voice, but also with my body? Lord, you have made us to worship you with body, soul, and spirit. I can praise you by kneeling, by singing, by silent prayer, and by using holy water and incense. Thank you that I can worship you with my whole being. The music today is Pietro Jan's Victime Paschali Laudes, as performed at Easter at my home parish of St. Agnes in St. Paul, Minnesota. Participating in the worship and music there, as Scott Hahn mentioned, played a fundamental part in my becoming a Catholic and a priest.